Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. The Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 320 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by the Kayla, sincerely Kayla Dawn. Yay!
Thank Kayla.
Thank you.
Thank
we
you,
love you.
Best friend. We love you. So, today we will be discussing part two of chapter 7 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. You're welcome. The Will of Albus Dumbledore. So, make sure that you've read the chapter and you're ready to inherit your way through the details.
Oh my god, Tiffany, that's a good one.
You're welcome. It's time for the recap.
Oh, okay, all right. Speaking of, we kind of
I have no buffer in between, so I just had to go with it.
We kind of had our own recap episode anyway, right?
True.
We took a moment because we had to like kind of adjust our episodes a little bit, so we took a moment to talk about our latest reads, anything we're watching, games we're playing, anything we've been up to lately outside of the pod, plus like any Potter news that had happened recently. And there was actually quite a bit that stacked up, so it was a good time.
It was,
yeah.
All right, let's hear what we're gonna talk about today.
Molly
bakes a cake. It's in the shape of a snitch. Hagrid gives Harry his moleskin purse. Arthur brings the minister home to talk to the trio, and they have no idea what it could be about. It's the will of Dumbly. Ron gets the Deluminator. Hermione gets the tales of Beedle the Bard. And Harry gets a snitch.
We want.
And also a sword, but he's not allowed to have it.
And also,
but it was a clue. Twas a clue, trio.
Also a hollow, but he didn't know.
True.
What's a hollow?
It's a hollow with you.
Oh, Jinx, you both owe me a Coke.
High five.
Do I get double?
No.
No.
It's double your pleasure, double your fun. Something double mint gum.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Oh man, I haven't had double mint gum in a long time.
Because it's usually spearmint.
I wish I care for it. The whole jingle. Staying fresh, staying cool. Something fresh and for our life.
Break me off a piece of that fancy.
Fancy piece.
Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/Swish Flickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to all of our exclusive extras. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or just any fun stuff, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
All right, guys, move it or lose it. Mrs. Weasley's coming through with Harry's birthday cake. It's a beach ball size. Do we really need that much? Are there that many people here? I guess yeah. Hagrid's probably pretty hungry. He probably has a good appetite. I don't know.
I would just eat a very large piece of Molly Weasley's cake.
True that.
It's probably good. What flavor do you think it is?
I hope it's just good old vanilla. Or butterscotch.
No. Ooh. Butterscotch cake?
Yeah. No, icing.
I was going to say.
It was like vanilla yellow cake.
Butterscotch icing.
Yeah.
Not almond, right?
No.
Almond cake is trash.
It's okay, what? But I don't want it all the time.
No.
I like it in small quantities.
I like it in
small
quantities.
No, you don't. That's wrong.
I also like fully understand that it's completely fake, but
I'm sorry, I just don't like almond.
I just like good almonds? Old like white cake vanilla.
I like a good marble cake. Or a chocolate. Yeah.
See, I only like chocolate if it's like homemade, because in the box it's just like, it doesn't taste like chocolate.
I actually hate chocolate cake.
Devil's food. For some reason I like devil's food cake, which is, or not devil food, red velvet, but that's just chocolate. But I don't know why.
Pudding cake. Pudding cake is chocolate.
I hate chocolate.
Pudding cake,
cake
is life. You hate pudding cake?
No, I
hate chocolate. My grandma too.
I hate chocolate cake.
Oh my
chocolate cake. I never met your grandma, but I'm sure I would love her.
Well, say a prayer. She's up there. You could talk to her. She's gonna come visit you. Get her, grandma. Oh man. Anyways. Well, I hope that it's marble, because marble's my fave.
Why? It doesn't
the best
taste
of both
like
worlds.
Anything.
Yeah, it doesn't
the
taste
best
like anything.
Of both worlds.
But both those worlds are no good. It's the worst.
Oh my God. We're going to we have to move on. I can't talk to you guys
I just
about
can't
this anymore.
With chocolate cake. It literally tastes like nothing.
Cassata.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you want to agree on that?
Yeah, that's good.
She didn't even ask him what flavor he wanted.
No,
on
she didn't.
Page.
Well, maybe she did.
Maybe she did. Yeah. Jinx, yummy Coke.
Do you like cassata cake, Katie?
I don't know if I've ever had it.
One of our Swish Miss cakes was cassata cake.
Yeah. You've had
I
it.
I have liked all the cakes we've eaten, so
well,
I must have
so,
liked
okay,
it.
We're good. Cassata.
That it's works. Delicious.
Oh, my gosh. So she Wingardium Leviosa the cake over, and everyone sits at the table. We're all outside. Harry gives her a compliment, a normal human compliment, like a regular civil person. And Ron thinks it's some kind of a major award and is like, good one, Harry. And it's like, no, this is not from your book. It's just being decent.
That's literally what I thought. I was like, why is he like...
I can't.
I'm like, I don't think that was in the book to say thank you for baking a cake for me.
Gosh, I like choked when I read that over. I was like, no, Ron, why?
Because he's Ron.
Oh gosh, I can't find. I'm sure I
some cupcakes because I cannot stop thinking about cake now.
Well, I don't think, unless it's Santa Claus, no one's getting through this snow. Where's Rudolph when you need him? Or
I guess
Zero.
I might have ingredients to make a cake tonight.
Zero! Bitch. Go higher!
Guys, all I wanted today was Kraft mac and cheese.
Sometimes
and I did
the
responsible
the blue box.
Thing. And I did not go out in this weather and go and get Kraft mac and cheese like I wanted to.
If you went out in the morning, you'd have been fine.
Yeah, well, I didn't want it until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Tiffany.
I am sorry that your craving hit as snow did.
So I made it myself, and it did not hit the spot. I made homemade mac and cheese.
Sometimes
it
you
wasn't
need
what I
the
wanted.
Blue box. You got the blue box blues.
I was so annoyed.
Blue box blues.
It just wasn't as good. I mean, realistically, it was better, but it wasn't good. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, I know. And I don't want to tell you that I have a box here.
But is it thick and creamy? Because I don't like the regular.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I didn't even know thick and creamy was a deal.
Oh, my God, Tiffany. It's freaking game changer.
It's so good.
Buy it next time. Give your kids the good stuff. They deserve it.
That's a Marty purchase.
Well,
that's Marty's box of mac and cheese. He's not sharing.
He
eats it out of the pot.
That's what I do too sometimes.
Why don't you and Marty just have a date night and just eat your own separate pots of mac and cheese?
Sometimes I'll also put it in a mixing bowl because I just want all of it.
No, I can understand.
Yeah. Anyway.
Tiffany All just right. tells her kids that they're Hershey eating children and they don't deserve Mallies.
I've said it. They like Hershey's. If you're going to like Hershey's, you're not eating the Mallies.
Yeah.
You're eating the Hershey's that we had from Halloween.
Yep.
I just want
not, not my fresh Lindor chocolates.
Right.
God. I sound terrible. I do share with my kids, you guys. Don't get me wrong.
She does. I've seen it.
Okay. So, yes. By 7 o'clock, the rest of the guests have arrived. Fred, George, Hagrid, Lupin, Tonks. I really like this interaction with Harry and Hagrid because it's a sweet little callback to Sorcerer's Stone. And he's like, it was the first time we met was, you know, 6 years ago. But it was really just like the second time, I guess, if you count him as a toddler. Anywho, Harry does a nice little recap of the events of the Hut on the Rock. And he goes, quote, "Didn't you smash down the front door, give Dudley a pig's tail and tell me I was a wizard?" "I forget the details," Hagrid chortled.
Chortled.
Oh, man. Anyways, I typed front food in case anybody was wondering instead of front door. I must have been hungry doing these.
Front food.
Oh, man. I just like that. I like that little nod back to a fun moment for everyone in Sorcerer's Stone. So we have Lupin. It was a good moment. You're a wizard. Lupin and Tonks are both there. Tonks is looking radiant, and Lupin looks rather unhappy, according to Harry. In my brain, he regrets everything. And everything by meaning, like, marrying her, which is really terrible to say. And it feels bad. Like, I feel bad saying that. But, like, in this moment, he does. And that comes up later at Grimmauld Place when Harry and him finally have, like, their all-out argument. And I don't know, it makes me sad. Like, he's so unhappy that he can only momentarily, like, put on a smile for people. Like, that's how unhappy he is, because we know that he has not had the happiest of times, and he's always been able to, like, put on that mask, and he, like, can't fully do that anymore. And I don't know, it makes me sad.
It's super sad.
It is super sad. Hagrid tells us that Hogwarts has some brand new unicorns, and I can't not handle that because it's a cute cuties. They're adorable if you see them at Universal. There's
what
one.
What is that, a horse?
A who gold said horse? That?
You.
I did?
Me?
Oh, Tiffany.
Oh.
I sent her a picture of the new baby unicorn plush. She goes, "What is that, a horse?" Like, it's a baby unicorn.
Well, I wanted it to have at least a little nub horn.
It's a baby.
Whatever.
What is that, a horse?
I thought you were going to tell me some person said that, and I was like, those guys are dumb.
Oh, my God. So I guess I had it coming.
Anyways,
I feel really sad about this because Hagrid is fully under the impression that the trio is coming back to Hogwarts because he's like, wait till you see him. And it's kind of interesting that, like, Hagrid has no idea, because that's how thoroughly protected this information is that everybody has. But it's also kind of weird because they're kind of keeping a secret from someone in the order as to what their plans are, because what they know is the trio is not returning to Hogwarts, right? And many in the order know this. They don't know what they're doing, but they know that they're not going back. But Hagrid does not have that information.
It's kind of weird to me.
I just connected that. So I got to write it down.
It's kind of weird to me. Like, do you think that is just showing that maybe they don't...
Well, Fleur for sure doesn't trust him. Nobody knows the Mundungus-Snape interaction. So everybody thinks that someone slipped. And everybody assumed that night that it was Hagrid because he had slipped previously. So it just doesn't feel very good right now in the moment. But, I mean, who's to say? If you read between the pages, that might be, you know...
True.
Something to say. I don't have time to write that down.
That makes me sad for him. Mm-hmm. Because he's so trustworthy.
Yeah.
Poor Hagrid.
I know. But Hagrid gets award for gift of the year with this moleskin pouch. It's like everything to Harry throughout the rest of this book for hiding things. It's a small magical bag that's used for storing items. Go figure. That's what you do with bags. But there's an enchantment on it to allow it to carry like a greater capacity. Much like Hermione's bag. It's like an undetectable extension charm, I think is what she put on hers. But moleskin is really cool because Hagrid says, quote, hide anything in there and no one but the owner can get it out. They're rare of them. So not only does it have like an extended amount of space, but like kind of under lock and key. And a moke is a type of lizard, which I didn't know until I was doing my notes in my book, because I just figured it was furry. And not scaly.
Something furry.
Yeah, it's on the mom at a level 3x.
Oh, jeez.
I know. It's a lizard, or a lizard, if you will. It's silver and green. So it's probably in Slytherin house. Megan.
I just to quickly go back to Hagrid not knowing. I like what CJ Marie said.
What'd they say?
They need Hagrid to have plausible deniability when he returns to Hogwarts because people know how close he is to them. So it's
still not trusting him, though.
True.
Yeah. Okay. Still not trusting him.
Yeah, true. Okay, valid.
But in time of war, I can understand their fear because that stems from fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he's not treated like a regular order member in the moment. One that's so close to this circle of order members. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to be like, hey, Daedalus Diggle, guess what? You know?
Yeah.
No one's going to provide that information to someone more so on the outside of that circle. But Hagrid's not on the outside of that circle. I guess he is now. I don't know. Thoughts to think.
Also, sure. I just need to say that you've completely changed everything in my brain to me telling me that a moke is a freaking lizard.
I'm really sorry.
I seriously, like, pictured yeah. that pouch, like, furry.
Brown and furry is what was in my brain. Brown and furry.
I kind of hate it.
I didn't picture it super... sorry. I didn't picture it super, like, fluffy, but I pictured it, like, with, like, a... almost like a suede.
Like a mole.
Yeah, moleskin.
What, how do I say that? Sarkir? Sarkir says... Oh, hold on. The Discord's running wild. I imagined it like a beaver.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, like the color.
Maybe it
of
could
a
like be like, and then the fur, like, you know, like beads water off or something like this.
Why
yeah.
have I never looked up what a moke is? Hold on, I need to look at a picture.
I think
I
always...
on, I gotta ground someone real quick.
Uh oh.
I think I always read it moleskin until this time I realized that's not correct.
Hmm.
Yeah, me too. Moke, a magical lizard.
Maybe I did.
Oh my
let's continue
God.
On.
No, it looks. Ew, no.
I'm sorry. Did
it
I ruin
looks like
everything?
A bearded dragon, but green.
I'm sorry. Who's skinning these things? It better have died naturally. I'll tell you that.
Or it like should be
it's
able to
Birkin
shed.
It's a Birkin bag.
Also,
Richard hasn't
like,
bought Emily a Birkin bag.
Really sorry to Kara because she literally has a bearded dragon like cuddling on her chest right now. Yep, this
show me.
Bag looks like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you please send a picture of your little dragon?
No, we need to see your BB. Okay.
I'm sorry, a green and silver bearded dragon, Brandon. Green and silver.
I'm sorry
Brandon
we're
with
hung
the
up on this
but
bag.
But hold on. Bearded dragons, aren't they usually like tan?
I don't. This
They're
is a magical universe. What's happening with you?
Hold on. No, Brandon said, he said a green bearded dragon. So a bearded dragon. aren't bearded dragons usually like a tan color?
Yeah, they're like a brown.
Kara's little lizard is tan and
not
and
green.
Stuff.
Brandon,
are there green ones?
Maybe, I don't know.
Oh my gosh, you're sass.
I love you, Brandon.
It's because she didn't get her mac and cheese, you guys. I'm
it
sorry.
Is. I just want Kraft mac and
it's
cheese.
It's the same as wearing a hood. She's not, but not getting mac and cheese will do that to her.
I think
I apologize to everyone.
Full of shh. I don't think they change color. You're lying.
Okay. Can we move on from this subject?
Smoke skin.
Guess who decides to show up? Charlie.
Charlie.
Ed himself.
Oh my God. Charlie.
Ed's here.
Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm. Charlie has a really short haircut thanks to Molly. Come on, Molly. He's got burns and scratches and he's muscly and oh my gosh, he sounds dreamy to me.
Charlie bit me.
Charlie. Been meaning to write for ages. How's Norbert doing? Norbert, Charlie laughed. The Norwegian Ridgeback? I call her Norbert and now. Wah, Norbert's a girl? Oh yeah, said Charlie. How can you tell? Asked Hermione. They're a lot more vicious, said Charlie. He looked over his shoulder and dropped his voice. Wish Dad would hurry up and get here. Mom's getting edgy. This is funny to me because they're talking about how the females are more vicious and then they roll right into Molly being
speaking of vicious females.
She shaved his head. Is that real for like all Annie males? Do
what,
female animals tend to be more vicious? Because in my house, it's true for us human animals.
I mean, my general knowledge is like males are usually more laid back. I mean, think of like even lions. Like
I was thinking of lions.
The ones that go out and hunt.
What does that say for like lesbian relationships? Man.
We're BA.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that female animals do tend to be more vicious because if you think about like, especially whenever they have babies, right? Like that is like when they're at their most dangerous.
I am a danger 24/7. Come at me.
I know.
Yeah. So yeah, Molly's vicious. Moving on. Mrs. Weasley is feeling edgy because, yeah, it's wartime. Her husband's very much hated. He's at his workplace that is teeming with Death Eaters who hate him. So yeah, she's probably going to be edgy. I just needed to get that out there. She's like, we're going to have to get started without Arthur because it's like getting late. And then there's a streak of light. Quote, a bright silver weasel, very nice sounds, which stood on its hind legs and spoke with Mr. Weasley's voice. I imagine it's Hannies, like squirrel Hannies, you know, when squirrels stand up and they're like tucked, like real proper. It says, Minister of Magic coming with me. And then it's poof, gone. And Fleur's family's like, oh my gosh, what's that bit of magic? Harry knows that they look astonished. Too? Yeah, they said it just like that.
Got it.
They've never seen this before. Isn't this spell of Dumbledore's own invention? So can you imagine seeing a Patronus speak? It would tend to leave you with like, oh my goodness, teach me that spell. Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Super handy.
Okay. Lupin's like, we got to be outie. They bounce. And he's like, I'll explain later.
Outie.
We outie.
And then there's like epic confusion around why the minister is going to be coming to their house. But there's zero time to discuss this because there they are. Scrudgemere united himself, all lioned out and ready to get mean. And Mr. Weasley coming along with him. Quote, as Scrimgeour came within range of the lantern light, Harry saw that he looked much older than the last time they had met, scraggy and grim. Political office will take its toll on anyone. It takes no prisoners. If you have a moment and you have access to the internet highway in your handies, which you probably do because you're listening to a podcast, look up presidents at the start of their terms comparisons to the end of their terms.
It's crazy. Dude,
even Obama's, like,
it's a mess.
Man grade real quick.
He did. The stress of that job. Ooh, I don't know why anybody wants it. Ooh.
Nope.
I need better people to want it, but that's just me. And then his eyes are lingering on that snitch cake. Like, he's already thinking, oh, this kid knows. This little snitch I got in my pocket. This kid knows about it. So I'm going to question him to oblivion. But we also have to talk about something, my friends. How many people are sitting at this table?
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, go ahead, Tiffany.
I remember you texting about this, I think.
Ruined my day.
Yeah.
I was counting the people that are sitting at this table, and I had Brandon double check for me many moons ago. What we came to the conclusion was is that there's 13 people at this table. You helped me count the number of people that were sitting at this table. And I'm sure this is old news on the internet. I'm not. I mean, sometimes I think I come up with pretty good stuff on my own and I haven't seen it on the internet. So, but I don't think that this is brand new information, but it was really new information for me when I was reading and counting. And so there's 13 people sitting at this birthday table. And the first to rise are Lupin and Tonks.
I hate it.
And Trelawney says, when 13 people dine, the first to rise dies. Well, guess what?
They did.
Hate that.
So here's the thing. Because we know that Fred is also at this table. But I think that we can probably draw the conclusion that Lupin was the first one to go.
Yeah.
He was dueling Dolohov when Harry met Hermione and Ron after they were getting the basilisk fangs. And he was like, where's Remus? And they were like battling Dolohov. She pieces out. So I think that he was probably already gone.
Yep.
Yeah. So I just think Trelawney has something going on, okay? She may be a fraud, but she's not a total fraud. She's just, she gets it right sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm done. Oh. Sorry to ruin everybody's day.
Thanks, Tiff.
When 13 line.
Oh, man. So Scrimmy, that's his new nickname that I came up with today while
I don't know if I can do it.
I was doing my notes because I was so tired of typing Scridge. Oh my God.
Oh my.
Scrimger. So I was like, I'm calling him Scrimmy. So sorry to intrude, he says. And he also wishes Harry a happy birthday. Well, he says, I don't know. He doesn't say happy birthday. He says something. And because he sees the cake.
And then he says he wants a private word with him and also with Ron and Hermione. And Ron is, like, visibly surprised by this, but Scrimmy won't give details. But he does ask Arthur for some place to meet with them. And Arthur says that they can go in the sitting room in the house since everyone here is sitting outside. There's nobody inside. And he tells Arthur not to accompany them. He just wants it to be the trio and him. So Harry's first thoughts here are that the minister / the ministry has figured out that the three of them plan to drop out. Which, honestly, is a good thought. Though I'm also kind of curious why they truly would care that much. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Like, what are they going to do to stop it? I don't know. So
I think they just know that they've got to play ball.
Yeah.
To keep up appearances.
Well, like, I know, you know, like, he's asked Harry to work with him and all that kind of stuff. And, like, obviously that's not going to happen. But
I don't like your methods, Minister.
Yeah. God, we see sassy Harry in this chapter and it's the best. So
he's got good lines.
Yeah, he does. So Scrimmy says, I have some questions.
No. I like it. It sounds like he would look like a moke.
Yeah,
that's maybe a name for a moke. Scrim. Is that the new mascot?
Can I just call him Scrim?
Scrudgemere United's mascot is a moke named Scrimmy.
Yes.
And he runs around with ketchup and mustard at all the Quidditch matches. Why? Because they race on brooms around the pitch. During the seventh inning stretch of a Quidditch match.
Why not? Megan says, why not just call him Rufus? And that's because Rufus... Oh,
we are not on first name basis.
...is too kind.
Rufus is a really cute name.
Yeah, it's a cute dog name, and he does not fit that, so...
Oh, gosh.
Okay, Scrimmy says, I have some questions for the three of you, and I think it will be best if we do it individually. If you two can
wait
upstairs, I'll start with Ronald.
Ronald Milius.
And Harry's real quick here and says, we're not going anywhere. You can speak to us together or not at all. And I like how the book described Hermione as just like nodding, like, yeah, yeah, Harry, what Harry said, right. And Scrimger, Scrimmy, doesn't like this, obviously. So I'm assuming he's not used to not being listened to, especially by a 17-year-old, as he yells about in a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
But he does give in rather easily to this request and then gets to it. And he assumes that they know why he's here. It's for Dumbledore's will. But they did not know that that was why. And I think that this is kind of a tactic, in my opinion. Like, he wants to know if they were expecting something from Dumbledore. And then it's very obvious to see that none of them were. And I think that that's just kind of, like, confirming his suspicions. Like, that this is weird that they're getting something from him. So Harry interrupts Ron as he begins asking a question and says, Dumbledore died over a month ago. Why has it taken this long to give us what he left us? And this is where Hermione chimes in with all of her wealth of knowledge. And she says, isn't it obvious they wanted to examine whatever he's left us? You had no right to do that. And Scrimmy dismisses her, saying he does, in fact, have every right. Don't laugh at me.
It's just Scrimmy.
Scrimmy.
And he goes on to explain, the decree for justifiable confiscation gives the ministry the power to confiscate the contents of a will. But then Hermione continues her explanation because she says that that law was not created for this situation. That
law
was
made for the Malfoys.
Right. It was created to stop wizards passing dark artifacts. Not only that, but the ministry must have powerful evidence that the deceased's possessions are illegal before seizing them. She then asks, are you telling me that you thought Dumbledore was trying to pass us something cursed?
Mm.
And it...
Well, the ring was previously.
True. It makes me so mad, though, that he, being Scrimmy, purposefully does not answer any of Hermione's questions. He will respond to some, to an extent, of Harry's questions, and even a little bit to Ron, but he just ignores Hermione's questions, which
is too smart for him,
is a red flag. So he does not answer the question, and all he does is ask Hermione if she plans on going into magical law, and she gives him a resounding no, because she said she wants to do something good in the world, and magical law ain't it. So Harry then asks, so why have you decided to let us have our things now? Can't think of a pretext to keep them? And Hermione again interjects and says, no, it'll be because the 31 days are up. They can't keep objects longer than that unless they can prove they're dangerous, right? And again, he does not answer her. He just moves on and looks to Ron and says, would you say you were close to Dumbledore, Ronald? And then Ron answers and says, me? Not really. It was always Harry who...
Oh, Ronald. Yeah, so he gets a look from Hermione that's immediate. You should probably stop talking right now. But too late, because that's exactly what good old Scrimmy wanted to hear. I want you to know I wanted to write that the whole time, but I didn't. And I love that you brought it into
You
the
wanted
episode.
To write Scrimmy?
Yeah.
Literally?
Yeah.
Like you're meant for each other, right?
I love it.
So he jumps on this immediately and like pretty much just like jumps down Ron's throat. And he's like, well, if you're not very close to Dumbledore, like how would you account for the fact that he remembered you in his will? He made exceptionally few personal bequests. The vast majority of his possessions, his private library, his magical instruments and other personal effects were left to Hogwarts. Why do you think you were singled out? And Ron's
it is
like,
sus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ron's like, I don't know. I think he likes me. And Hermione's like, you're being modest. Dumbledore was very fond of you. And Harry's like thinking in his head, that's a pretty big stretch.
And but like, it's what should be said right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't really think Ron and Dumbledore were ever like alone together. They like had no direct contact, but yeah. So Scrimgeour pulls out a scroll of parchment and reads the last will and testament of Albus Percival Wulfric Brian.
Yes.
Dumbledore. To Ronald Bilious Weasley.
I think the way he says it in the movie is just like so particular. It
makes I know.
Brian.
I leave my deluminator in the hope that he will remember me when he uses it. Which
okay,
they changed that in the movie.
What did they say in the movie?
That something about like how it'll, he hopes that it'll help him find his way if he needs it or something.
Vomit.
Like that. Yeah.
Vomit. Anyways, I have a lightning bolt round question for you guys, and it's a yes or a no. it's your favorite thing. Okay. Do you think the Deluminator is an enchanted muggle lighter?
Huh.
Five, four, three.
Yes.
Two.
Yeah.
One.
What about you?
TBD, I don't know. It's not my answer to give.
What?
What? I'm gonna say yes. And the reason why I say yes is because it's Dumbledore. He loves muggle trappings. He thinks it's great. And it does. Harry notes it looks something like a silver cigarette lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that would be absolutely brilliant if he did it.
Agreed.
I agree.
Why not use those parts and enchant them that way? You know, why not?
You know what's not silver? The one that you can buy. It's green.
It has a silver top.
Big whoop. I also, while I was looking up Deluminator, which always, I mean, like, it tells you, like, when you see it throughout the series. But there's one part, and it talks about one of the Fantastic Beasts movies. And it says that Albus used this Deluminator to flip an alternate dimension when dueling his nephew. And I remember that part in the movie, but I never like connected that it was.
I wish that we could have seen more of it in the future, because, yeah, I think they were definitely delving into more things that it could do with the Fantastic Beasts movies. But
yeah. So
the I would love if he did that, because it's very much like a call to Sirius's motorbike and Arthur with the car, like taking Muggle things and making them magical.
Mm-hmm. Which is literally Mr. Weasley's job, to make sure people don't do that.
But he also doesn't.
Do as I say, not as I do, sweet pea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's probably like, well, I do it responsibly. Do you? Your sons flew it all the way to Surrey and back.
Really? How did it go?
So that's the Deluminator, a.k.a. the Put-Outer, because that's what we knew it as for a very long time.
It is the Put-Outer.
Yeah. So Ron looks absolutely stunned as he takes it, and Scrimgeour, of course, keeps pushing, as he does to all of them in this chapter. And he's like, why would you get an item that's so rare? Like, Dumbledore invented this. He must have taught thousands of students, yet you three are the only ones he remembers in his will. Like, why? What do you think you three meant for you to do with this? And Ron's like, put out lights, I suppose.
Just very Ron answer.
Best answer.
But like, what else are you going to say?
Right.
I mean, they don't even really know what it does other than that.
Right.
I like what Vinny said. The level of insightfulness into Ron's personality from Dumbledore on this choice of object is next level.
I wonder if he sees part of himself in Ron.
Maybe.
With the little that he knows. I mean, I feel like in one of the earlier books, Ron was with Dumbledore at some point in the office, and then Harry gets there and Ron is sent back out. Like, it's at the end of the book. We should bring back Ron Dumbledore. Yes. Mm-hmm. Time traveling. I feel like it's Chamber. Yeah. So they do have some sort of communication by themselves in that time. It was probably when they were talking about their time travels. I don't know.
Right.
But like, I feel like Dumbledore is the kind of guy that can like really read someone from like initial meetings, and they don't need too much to like go off of somebody's personality. Plus, with like knowing his position in the family, I feel like Dumbledore can really relate to a lot of people, even if he doesn't say anything about it.
He's always described as like, you feel like you're being x-rayed by
X-rayed. Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe he just did some good old mind reading and was like, I get this kid.
I get it. Maybe he saw a lot of Aberforth in him too, because Ron's so overshadowed by the rest of his family. You know, I think it's a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hermione's turn. To Miss Hermione Jean Granger, I leave my copy of The Tales of Beedle the Bard in the hope that she will find it entertaining and instructive.
Mm.
It's a small and very ancient book. There's stains on it. It's peeling on the binding. The binding is fragile.
It's fragile.
And Harry notices that the title's in runes. So good thing he gave it to Hermione, because she took ancient runes, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's so sad, because he's like, you know, we get the description of the book from Harry looking at it and how it's got like embossing. And then he sees a tear splash on the front cover from Hermione. That made me sad.
Yeah. It has to just mean so much to her. First, to just be included in this.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And second, to, you know, like to get a book from someone that means as much as Dumbledore. Like, even if she doesn't fully grasp or understand why it's given to her. Like,
yeah.
I think she knows something's in it, but she just doesn't know what.
Yeah.
And that's why she combs through it so much. Because Dumbledore's like, she's going to get it.
Yeah.
For sure. So again, Scrimgeour pushes. Like, why? Why this particular book? Did you ever discuss codes and passing secret messages with Dumbledore? Why would I tell you if we were? Why? What makes you think I'm going to? You already know that Harry is not cool with you. So why would his two best friends be?
Yeah.
And also, look at their faces. They're like shocked that they are even included in this. They had no idea this was coming. So good luck getting any kind of answers.
Yeah.
It's just a last ditch effort.
Mm-hmm. Hermione's trying not to cry, and Ron pulls out his training from his book and puts his arm around her. Good one, Ron.
Way to be a decent human being.
Okay, Harry's turn. To Harry James Potter, he read, and Harry's insides contracted with a sudden excitement. I leave the snitch he caught in his first Quidditch match at Hogwarts as a reminder of the rewards of perseverance and skill. And Harry feels a little disappointed. He feels like it's all a little bit anticlimactic. So more questions, and we get sassy Harry. So Scrimgeour said, why did Dumbledore leave you this snitch? No idea, said Harry. For the reason you just read out, I suppose, to remind me what you can get if you persevere and whatever it was. Yeah. So we're almost done with this chapter. We'll pick up with it in the next one. But Scrimgeour's really grasping at straws here. Like, he's just desperate for any kind of information. We know that he has spent as much time as he is legally allowed combing through these, which Harry, I think, says later. Like, he puts him in his place, like, why don't you do stuff instead of looking at an old snitch? Like, people are dying.
I can't wait.
Yeah. And he tries to make a connection between this snitch and Harry's birthday cake snitch. There's codes in the icing, friends.
There's codes in the icing.
There's a big Deathly Hallow symbol.
Right.
All right. Lightning bolt questions. I'm going to choose 5 because there's a lot here. Okay.
Let's see.
This is a fun question, especially because of what today was in real-time life for us. Sam asks, if you could have a snow day at Hogwarts or in the Wizarding World, what would you do? If I'm at Hogwarts, that means that I can do magic, which means I'm definitely building the best snow castle of all time.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I would do that.
And making a little bluebell flame jar.
I'd make sure my handies never got cold.
Yeah.
Probably read in the common room. Yeah. Like, be cozy.
That'd be with the snow falling outside.
Mm-hmm. I did that today. James took a super crazy long nap, like almost 4 hours. I don't think he's feeling very good. So we were like, we're just going to let him sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I read while the snow was falling, and it was great.
Nice.
I think I'd want to go sledding, but use magic to make sure that I didn't break any of my body.
You like go crazy fast, but like,
yeah, like
land in a poof.
Yeah, like put like a cushioning charm on myself, so if I go flying, it's all good.
That's a good idea. Yeah, sledding is a lot of fun.
Especially like the hills of Scotland. Come on.
Heck yeah. Marguerite asks, what Disney food / dessert combo would you want Molly to make?
Well, Dole Whip always for me. I feel like that's a given. We know this. Cheeseburger egg rolls are one of my favorite things. Oh, man,
I was going to say that.
I love cheeseburger egg rolls so much. I think probably that.
I want some anything homemade from Casey's, Mickey bars.
Homemade Mickey premium bar.
Yeah. And spicy chicken waffle sandwich.
Dustwood. Okay, well, I was going to say the spicy chicken waffle sandwich.
Sorry. Tiffany stole my egg rolls.
The birria tacos from Disney's California Adventure.
Oof.
So those are... Those actually might be. I'm really bummed that we didn't have time or space in our bellies to get them on this last trip. But those might be my favorite quick service food at Disney.
Wondrous to behold.
So freaking good. Okay. What was that, 2? Okay.
Brie. I can hear that gif. From Boy Meets World, they want you to take the rolls. I can't. You just unlocked something in my brain. Holy moly. Sorry for people just listening. There's like a meme from Boy Meets World where they're old people. Ugh.
Nikki asks, who would you invite to your birthday tea besides the Weasleys? Like, I'm going to add magical to this people? That it's going to be Harry Potter characters.
Okay.
Wait, what was it?
Who would you invite to your birthday tea besides the Weasleys?
Luna.
Neville.
Neville.
Eh. What?
Jinx, you owe me coke.
I'm not very well connected to Neville for some reason. I don't know.
Oh, you already like such a cool Gryffindor. You didn't have to like prove your way to yourself that you're a real Gryffindor.
Yeah,
that's very Gryffindor.
That's exactly it.
I would invite Scorpius Malfoy, and I would Teddy invite Lubin. Sebastian from Hogwarts Legacy. Oh my!
Pulling out all stops.
I would invite Jacob Sibley.
Jacob Sibley.
Shut up. Jacob's sibling. And Eric Munch. I cannot stand Eric Munch. Eric Munch.
Yeah. Heck yeah. And Scrimmy.
Heck no.
Just so I could laugh at his name.
Scrimmy. Wait, Scrimmy Megan, or Scrimmy the Moke?
He is dead. Scrimmy you cannot invite him to tea.
No, I'm going to invite Scrimmy the Moke. The
mascot.
Scrimmy
the Moke.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you meant the Lion Man, and I was like, he's not very kind either.
I need Scrimmy the Moke and Rufus the Mole Rat to party together.
Oh my god, Rufus the Mole Rat?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that its name?
Yeah, from Kim Possible.
You're right.
Rufus.
Yeah.
Is it Rufus? No, it's not.
It is Rufus.
It's Rufus?
Yes.
Is it really?
Discord, back me up.
I don't want to look it up. I feel like typing. I'm cold down here.
Rufus the Naked Mole Rat.
Its name is... I thought it started with an... C. Okay, moving on.
Okay, one more. Do you think that Ron and Hermione would have allowed individual talks if Harry didn't say something? I think they probably would have been too nervous to say something.
No.
No.
Ron, no, I don't think would have said something.
Ron wouldn't have said anything. Hermione and Harry would have, though. I feel like Ron maybe would have figured out too late that it wasn't a good idea.
Yeah. All right. Give me the fan story, Kate.
Can I have a charger so that I don't get interrupted while I'm reading this lovely fan story?
Yes. We still only have one charger. I don't know what happened to the other
chargers. Like a married couple would.
Yep. Right. Okay, this comes from Esther from January of 22. Hello. I started listening to Swish and Flick about a year ago at the suggestion of my little sister who had heard an ad for it and wanted to listen.
What? Okay, that's cool.
Sounds awesome. I also probably won't even hear my Potter story until 2025. That's close, because I'm still on episode 57. I was a big Potterhead, so I naturally fell in love with this podcast and you awesome ladies. And Ezra.
And Ezra.
Hey, Ezra just texted me today.
I am in Ravenclaw House, the best one, and my Patronus is a Lynx. Nice. Not what I would have expected, but I think it fits me pretty well. My wand is Sycamore Wood with Phoenix Feather Core and 11 inches, and my Ilvermorny House is Puckwudgie. Not in my Potter story. My two older sisters had read the books before me, so I'd been watching the movies since I was about 5. I always knew the story, but in about 2nd grade, I started to like to read, and so I picked up The Philosopher's Stone and started to read. My school was doing a week-long readathon, and since I had all 7 books, thanks to my sisters, I read the first 4 in that week and naturally won the whole thing, grades K through 5. Obviously, I was hooked, so I finished the last 3 in the next week. One of my most vivid memories from when I was little is bursting out crying in my 2nd grade classroom while reading the part when, spoiler, Dobby dies. To be fair, that wasn't so long ago since I'm in 6th grade now, but I want to think that it will be one of those memories that I never forget. Anyways, in the time between then and now, I have reread the series more times than I could count, but recently I've been getting more busy with sports, and so I don't have a lot of time to sit down and read. That's where you guys come in.
Does that mean that she's in 8th grade now? Oh my god.
I've found myself listening to y'all while doing basically anything. Folding laundry, stretching, walking outside, just chilling around the house. Literally anything and everything. I've also returned to Hogwarts by reading the series to my little sister, who hates reading but loves Potter. and all of the different accents. Aww. It is so great to hear other people's perspective on Harry Potter. Hope to hear you guys read this in 2025. Love and support from Esther.
How about 2024?
Yeah.
A year early.
Who knows? You could be caught up.
Could be.
I need an update.
Let us know.
Yes, please.
Please, please.
Thank you for your story. I love that your school had a readathon. That's awesome.
That is really cool. Meg had a readathon.
I did do a readathon for American Cancer Society.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll do another one this year.
So thank you, Esther, for your story.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't grab my book, even though it's right over there. But I looked up a lion joke because this is Scrimmy's episode, right?
Scrimmy.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
What?
Oh my. The episode title.
Yeah. Why did the lion lose at poker?
I don't know, Katie. Why?
He was playing with a cheetah.
That'll do it. That will do it.
That was funny.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
All right. If you'd like to follow your hosts on social media, myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at the Peaches Family. And Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at tiffswish_flick. I don't believe anybody got bingo this episode. And the House Cup standings are...
Ravenclaw in first place.
Ravenclaw in first. Gryffindor in second. Hufflepuff in third. And Slytherin in fourth.
All right, birds. Well done.
Caw-caw.
Caw-caw. Caw-caw.
We must find the bird.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is for Mokes, you guys. They don't get the respect that they deserve.
Mokes.
Mokes.
This I love is it. For Mokes.
That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Is rather important to do that step
to record.
Yeah, you know,
just a little.
It's usually a semi good idea.
Just a little. Oh goodness. All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.